As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
So our intern Kayla has told us that she sort of gets a little consumed with her anxiety from time to time. And every now and then it rises up and creates really uncomfortable situations. And you had one recently.
I did. My mind kind of just went on a journey by itself. I don't know what happened. But I text my mom every time I'm on the air because she just likes to hear me and she's like proud of me, you know, all that stuff.
Okay, for Hi, Mom. And let me tell you why. This is a terrible idea for family to listen to the show. It's an awful idea.
For our family, not for the interns'
family. It puts
families.
Pressure on her for telling a story. She wants to make sure that they're happy when they're listening, so she can't be completely authentic. For somebody that deals with anxiety, knowing that their parents are in the first row staring at them, you know what? Listen to the podcast, parents.
I'm with Bert on this one.
My parents are like, where can we listen? I'm like, it's not online. We don't have a podcast. You can't listen. Yeah. It's just on the airwaves and that's it. It's done.
Yeah, I try to warn her, but whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
But she recently moved to Florida. And so I don't really, like, I'm not, she's 8 hours away now. I can't just, like, visit her house. So when I texted her the other day, when I was on air, she didn't reply. And she typically replies pretty quickly. And I was like, okay, that's weird, but maybe she's busy. So then, like, a few hours go by, and I'm like, okay, hey, Mom. Like, I text her again. I'm like, hey, Mom, like, what's, like, are you okay? Like, why haven't you replied? And she still doesn't reply. So I'm like, okay, let me take a nap, and then I'll wake up. And if she still hasn't replied, then I don't know what I'm going to do. So I take my nap, and it turns into, like, you know, my one-hour nap turns into, like, a three-hour nap. So then I wake up, and my brain immediately, I'm, like, still, like, half asleep. And I'm like, oh, my God, did my mom text me? So I look at my phone, and she still hasn't texted me. And for some reason, my brain is like, oh, my God, her boyfriend killed her.
That's where you went.
I think I've been watching a little bit too much true crime.
Yeah.
But so I texted him because he was texting me, which was kind of like out of the ordinary. But he was just texting me about my on-air thing as well. He was just asking questions and stuff, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I just typically don't text him. So I was like, okay, well, he's texting me and she's not texting me. And that's really weird. So then I texted him. I was like, hey, like, if you see Mom, can you just get her to call me? And like, he doesn't reply. So I'm like texting my mom and I'm like, hey, are you okay? Like, you're kind of worrying me. What's going on?
How many hours are we in now?
Probably like 8.
Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah. So
you're like playing this game of like Clue in your head right now.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do if like this is true? So then I'm like jumping between the text between me and my mom and me and her boyfriend. And I'm like, okay, if he reads it and she hasn't replied, or no, if he reads it and he does reply or she does reply, then he's texting from her phone. But if he hasn't read it and she replies, then it's her. So then she replies and he hasn't read it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm so like, she was like, I was just in the garden, like working. And I was like, oh, okay. But then I see he replies, like, he reads it immediately after. And I was like, well, what if he read it from his home screen? And then he replied to from her first. But
so now, even though that your mother has texted you back, that she was just outside getting her garden on.
Yeah.
You still are like, maybe it's the boyfriend texting from her phone to make me think she's still alive.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is deep. Wow. That escalated really, really quickly.
Very quickly.
Super quickly.
He's like a mastermind to me now.
So let me ask you this question about being a person. About being a person that lives with anxiety. Does it relax you to tell people that you have issues with anxiety?
Yeah, because then I feel like they'll understand why I feel a certain way, even if maybe they don't have anxiety.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot more common now for people to talk about that they have it. So they'll be like, okay, I kind of understand like your I don't know. It's hard to explain, but like, I feel like they'll understand me better.
Is it sort of a safety net just in case something like goes sideways in the conversation that they know right off the bat? Because in talking to you and in talking to you in the halls and stuff like that, I would have never guessed that you suffer from some kind of anxiety.
Thanks. I kind of power through it. Like, my heart's pounding right now, but we're good.
Really?
Yeah.
How often does your anxiety go to like that level?
Anytime I'm in a situation that puts me out of my comfort zone, it's just immediate. Or sometimes I'll even just be like sitting on the couch and anxiety will just like happen and I'm like, okay, I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but
All right, so I'm curious. Did you disclose this to your mom after you finally heard from her? Were you like, oh yeah, by the way, I thought your boyfriend killed you?
Oh yeah, 100%. I called her. I like FaceTimed her.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, thank God. I thought your boyfriend killed you. And she was like, what?
How often do you jump to these kind of like really large conclusions in your life? Like, your default to me seems like extreme.
Yeah, it is. My mind kind of, sometimes I wish I could turn my mind off because it's like immediately, it's just the extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Somebody needs to invent a way you can turn your mind off for some of us. Some of us really need that.
Well, yeah. I think they have. I don't know that it's legal in this state.
not that way. A healthy way.
Do you feel anxious every day?
I wouldn't say every day. I used to. When I was younger, it definitely was more common than it is today. Like, I've kind of gotten, in a sense, a control of it, but not every day, but often. Maybe every other day.
I'd say the only time that I'm anxious during the day is the first minute of my day. For whatever reason, I wake up and I'm nervous. And then after 60 seconds, I'm like, after thinking about what I'm nervous about, I'm not nervous about it anymore. But I wake up nervous.
What's it like to live like that?
What's the secret?
Yeah.
Tell us. Of putting it away?
Yes.
Oh, just realizing that it's not real.
Must be nice.
That sounds strange to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you wake up every morning with anxiety? Will you bring the bed down for a second? This is interesting to me.
Well, I mean, I take anxiety medication for a reason.
Right. I forgot about that.
So
you must be really anxious about missing a day.
and even though I take the medicine and it has helped, I mean, every single day, multiple times a day, I have to remind myself to relax my shoulders because they are up inside my ears. And I'm just in this constant state of like, but it used to be worse, but the medication has fix that. And then there'll be days that sometimes I don't know what will trigger it, but I will have an anxiety attack. They're not quick anymore. They're longer and they last for days.
Gosh, it must be awful living with that or wondering when the next one is going to happen.
I don't worry about that for some odd reason. When it happens, I'm in the middle of it. But no, every single day at some point in time in the day, even though I'm on anxiety medication and it's definitely managed it, I still at some point in time will deal with some type of anxiety.
Just get a wave of nervousness.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting there on the couch like Kayla does.
Oh, man. Like if I have to drive somewhere new and I don't know the parking lot and I don't know the place, that sends me into a dizzy.
And everybody in here is shaking their head. Yes. Like, you guys go through this every day?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'll get like it won't be in the mornings, but it'll just be randomly hit like an impending sense of doom. Like, I did it when I was leaving this morning and it's like, I need to go check every app. Like, something is going to happen bad. I've missed something. Something bad is going to happen. And logically, I can say, no, Cassie, like, that's not happening. But that doesn't, your body doesn't respond to that. So it can be like in the afternoon. It can be, I'll wake up at night. It can be in the morning. It's usually triggered for me when I'm going somewhere or doing something specific. I've got the dooms.
See, I don't have doom anxiety. That's not like I'm never concerned about whether or not I left my flat iron on or anything like that. Mine's unspecified. I just have generalized anxiety disorder and it just reverberates constantly. But the medication keeps it calmer.
And Mo, you too.
Yeah, mine is mostly based in just like overthinking. Like, if I have whatever's on my to-do list, I'll constantly think about failing at all of it. I'll think about things that I've forgotten to do. I'll think about things that I haven't been good enough at that I've already done. Like, it's just a constant, I don't know, mind F, I guess, so like every day.
We have five people in here and four of them have these bouts each and every day. Is that more the norm than it isn't?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we just got a very special group in here. Okay.
The Burt Show.